were holding that Tzadik Aleph from an Aleph on top, who joined the middle of the Shiloh, that our Mishnah holds that the Gita Mesh applies both to the Yerushal Yamin and the Yerushal Shmuel. However, the Yehuda Shita is not that. The Yehuda Shita is that it only applies to the Yamin. So the Shiloh was only applies to one, and he says that that's Machras must probably mean for the Yamin, the right side. So the Shiloh was, is the Poshet of Yehuda that it's the right side of the Yisra Gita Mesh and not the left side? Or was the Mesafkli only had a suffix really? Which one is really the Yisra? It's only one out of the two, but they really have a suffix. That was the last Shiloh. The Mesh says now, top of Tzadik Aleph, that Ravashi says like this, Lo Nitzachor L'Shamnoi. That's talking about the fat of the Gita Mesh. Well, the question was, the last halach, the last verse it was, that it's Shayach Tavad Din Meisor on the Gid, that you're supposed to burn it. The question is why? If the Gid is Mutter, if you didn't know clearly which one is Mutter, you'll not eat it. And which one is also? You just throw it away. There's no mitzvah to burn it. It's not nice altogether. So why does it say you have to burn it? The mashmas a suffix to Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara says no. Rashi is another tale. After it says before that the nice of the leftover part of the Gita Mesh you should burn is not the pshat of Rabbi Yehuda as a suffix. It could be real Rabbi Yehuda knows for sure that the right side has the east of Gita Mesh and not the left side. After it says he is supposed to burn it or did nicer on it, El Lishamai. That's the fact of the Gita Mesh. Which midiraisa is mutus on yosem the rabbanon. So therefore, since midiraisa is edible, you're supposed to eat it, and if you leave it over, there's a mitzvah nicer to burn it. The tanya will not like this. Sham noi muta, really the fat on the gira nosha, really is mutat eat. It's not midiraisa also. But the yisrael kedoshim nogu bayisa. But yisrael, since they're kedoshim, they're noi bisa, they're machmir. Rashi says, oisim siyag la Torah, they made a gate, a fence, around the Torah. There are no Yisr on this fat. So therefore, since Midi writes, it's a barachilus chalad din Yisr on it. But the mice you can't eat from it on a korbim, because Midi Rabban it's awesome. So therefore, you're supposed to burn it. Ravina Mavina says like this, Ravina Amal and Yitzchok, what's the chiddush before that there's a Yisr of Gira Mesh you're supposed to burn? And then it's Rabbi Yehuda Amash Shmuel. The Omer Rabbi Yehuda Amash Shmuel, Shinei Gidim Hain, that really there are two types of veins there by the Gid HaMosha. The Panimi Samach Liyetzim, which is also the Chayev Malov, that's also with the rice and it gets mountains of eat from it. That's the real Gid HaMosha, the inside vein that's attached to the bone like. Ma'ashen Kein Chitzen, the outside vein, which is Samach Labosa, which is near towards the meat of the animal there, so it's only also with the Rabbanon, and Vien Chayev Malov, you're not Chayev Malkus of eat it. So therefore, that it says that the loch of Nasi is supposed to burn it, means it's outside vein. But midi rice, it's really muta bachila. So midi rice, it's a mitzvah tidit, and it's a korban, there'll be a chaladin Nasi if you leave it over. But since with Rabban, you can't eat it, so therefore there's no way but to leave it over, and you have to burn it. Such as the Brisa says, it's supposed to burn this part of the gid, meaning the outside gid. But still, we have no proof, really, what's wrong with Yehuda. Is the nifshap shit, is he for sure? Or he also has a suffix. So more says Tashma coming here. It says Ocho Mizek Vayin So Mizek Vayis Suffix Shemaynim. So Rashi says, since it says Mizek Vayis So Mizek Vayis, Rashi says Mishel Yemin and Mishel Smoel Midinokat Ocho Mizek Vayis So Mizek Vayis Onokat Ocho Beizayis So Mishneyim Shvamin Eshte Achilus or Eshte Asura said there were two different Achilus and they warned them two times. It says the case of Ochel Mizeh, Pasha means Yet, one Kizayah from the right thigh, or Kizayah Mizeh, and a second Kizayah from the left thigh of the same behemoth. And they gave it separately, and they gave it two separate Asuras. So therefore, Guru Tanakama says, so if it's Shemayin, you get two times Malkus, or two separate Averis. Rabbi Yehuda says, and the Sefik Yamara Boy, no, you only get one time, you only get Malkus once. Now the question is, even once, why do you receive? If it's good that the Yehuda knows for sure that the right side, that's the Issa, is so sharp, it's good where you get the Malkus. I'll call upon him once, it's called Asura Suffolk. Before you ate the right Gid HaMosha, they warn you it's called Asura Suffolk. But Emily, I'm not going to tell me though, Sruki Misafkale, that according to Rabbi Yehuda has a Suffolk, really which one is the real Gid HaMosha, is so heavenly Asura Suffolk. Who remains Asura Suffolk? Of course, the Shas eat the right one, we're not sure that's the Issa. Maybe it's the left one. The Shas eat the left one. Maybe that's not the Issa. His service, Shaminua of Yehuda, we hear that if Yehuda Shita is, the Yom that he holds, Asura, Sopag, Leshame, Asura, has something to do with a Sofati Kastroi. You don't get Malkus for that. So also, what do you get? A boyim, each Maitzah should only be a Hasroa Sofik. Before you ate each one, it was only a Sofik, whether that's a real good Hasroa. So why should you receive Malkus altogether? So here is a proof to say the Quantum Yuda, if Nifshat Shikli knows for sure that you get Malkus, that the right one is the right thigh, that has yet to get Anosha. The Tanya goes on like this. Hika is there, because of Hika is there. Let's say your son, Rashi says, Sofik ben Tesla is there, Sofik ben Zayn is there. There's a boy, and we don't know who his father is. We don't know if, he's a nine, if he was a nine-month-old baby, and the first husband was his father, or whether he was born from the second husband, only a seventh-month-old baby. So the kid said, his wife, first she had one husband, he died, and then she remarried it 2 months later, and she became pregnant, then she had a baby 7 months after the second chasna. So we don't know if it's from the second husband or if it's from the first husband. So let's say the son now hits one and then hits the other one. Or else Kilulazeh curses the first one, and then because of Kilulazeh, he curses the second father. So it depends. He crushed them, Basachas, if he hits them both at the same time, and they warn them both, Aisha Kilulash them, Basachas, or else he curses both of them at the same time, at one Asroah, then Chayiv, then Shita, you get Malkus, you Chayiv for that. It's called Asroah Svadai. Chayiv Misa. The Abuda says it depends. The Vasachas Chayiv, true. The Zeachazeh Poto. But the Zeachazeh Yitaka Poto. Why? Because since it's done the Zeachazeh, it's Asroah Sofik. So see, according to Abuda, Asroah Sofik is Loishme Asroah Yinat Chayiv. So also then, when you get Malkus feeding of Gira Moshe, it should be a Sofik since she ate both of them, and we don't know which one is the Issa. Smur says no. It still could be maybe Abuda out of Sofik. But I tell you, high time of time as Bryce holds, high time of Sobolot, he doth turn to Reb Yudah. His Bryce holds like the other Bryce holds according to Reb Yudah Shita. The Yomda, they say, even according to Reb Yudah, Hasroah Sofik is Yer Ishmael Hasroah. If we give you a doubtful warning, but still out of the both warnings, for sure one is also, that's called Hasroah. The time you belong like this, the Pasuk says, Moisa, see you in Menuad Boker. You're not allowed to leave over kosher until the next morning. It's allowed. And then it says what? If you do leave it over, to burn it. So the pasuk says, the Gemara says, Bu'ah kosher litain essay achal loisasei. There's a pasuk that gives the mitzvah essay to burn it after the loisasei, and therefore Lema comes to teach us, Shein leken alav, you did not get Malkus for this. That is considered a lav hanitikli yasei, that's why you did not receive Malkus by this lav of Moisa. These are words of Rabbi Yehuda. The evil though every Neisa is always a Hasura Sofik, because you can't warn him the last second, like eat it now or else you get Malkus for not eating it, because the person always thinks, listen, I still have a few more minutes to go. We can never tell him the exact borderline, the exact time when the Yisra is. And still Rabbi Yehuda holds here, the only reason why you did not receive Malkus is only because it's a Lava Nitzul Yasei. But if not for this Svara, you would receive Malkus, even though it's Hasura Sofik. You see, Rabbi Yehuda, the Asurah Sofik is Shnei Asurah. Rabbi Yaakov, and Yaakov says, Loi min Hashem, who's there? This is not the real reason. Loi min Hashem, who's there? This is not the reason why you did not receive Malkus by Neisa. But rather, the reason is, Mishum, the heavy love Shem by Neisa. Because it's a love Shem by Neisa. And the Chval is, Rechol love Shem by Neisa, and like in Allah. That's the reason why you did not receive Malkus. Because Neisa, you didn't do an action. It's an absence of not doing anything. If we don't receive Malkus for Nathan. But I could tell them it could be again how Rabbi Yehuda here holds Hasura Sofik, Yishimei Hasura, and that's where he gets Malkus once, when he ate these two kizaisim of the yera of the git from the right and the git from the left side, even though really maybe it's only a Sofik Rabbi Yehuda, but still you get Malkus because he holds Hasura Sofik, Yishimei Hasura. So you don't have a proof. So what says Toshma, come and I'll bring another proof. It says, O chalz beis gidim mi beis yirechot. The person ate two different gidamoshes from two different thighs. Mi beis beimus, from two different animals. So it says, what's the locha? That soifek pei, you get two times malchus, that's what's on the kamashita. They're both in a separate love, therefore you get two times malchus. Rabbi Yehuda reyme eime soifek yala boy, who doesn't know? You only get one time malchus, that's all. And the soifek yasa ela boy. Now, me to come, since the Bryce says the case was, me beis yirechos, that it came from two different eyes, and also me beis behemos, in sub shita the tavayim isura. that both of these Giranoshes will Isurai. That's why it says Mishtei Behemoth. Doesn't say from one animal. Mashma, no, from two different animals. Mashma, they're both the Yamin. And this is like a Badi Issa. And so that's why according to Tanakhama, you get two times Malkus. And the Chiddush says, according to Rabbi, you only get one time. And the Moshe says, well, Rabbi Yehuda Itzchaklei, we need this Chiddush according to Rabbi Yehuda. So Rashi says, the Afagad, the Tabayo, the Isura, even though both of these gids are Vada Yisur, still if you don't, you only get one Malkus, we'll soon see why. That's the Chiddush here. But I call upon the Moshe says, Shramina, here's the proof that Nifshat Shitele Shramina. Here's the good proof that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's Poshet him, he knows for sure that the Lachem is that the right side, that has the Issa Gid Hanasha and not the left side. So it's Poshet him, and therefore you get Malkus feeding the right side. And here there were two different sides, both of the right side, two different animals. So the question is then, the Morris question, Vip Shitle, it's Peshut him. So am I perfect member to lay? Look at pay? How come you only get 41 times Malkus? You get twice? Since you did the Avera twice, there are two separate Gid Hanashas here. So Morris says, but Hocha, but my asking, no, we're talking about over here. When the last day kizayis, that there was no kizayis in each one of the Gid Hanashas, but both together you ate a kizayis worth. That's the machlokes. So yes, the more says, "Hakam Ayaskin," and the last day kizayis. The time is only like this. Ochlo yeto Gid Hanasha, but the end by kizayis, there's no kizayis worth of it. So chayiv, the Tanakam holds still yichayiv. It's called the beria, and still yichayiv. If you don't know, you don't achieve by kizayis. You're not chayim until there's a kizayis in the Gid Hanasha. So here the case was, there was no kizayis in one, but together there was a kizayis. Therefore, eating both of them, you receive one malchus. Now the Gemara says, the time of mind, what's the reason of you? How come he knows to pick? That if it only applies to one side, it applies to the right side. Omer Rava, Omer Kvod HaPosek says, Hayerach means Hamunish Shebi Yerach, like the right side, the equal one. That's called Hayerach. Now, Rabbon, what do they do? Disabon and say, no, it applies to both sides. What's the lashon of Hayerach? The Gemara says, Ahu Deparshad Yisur Bekulei, Yerach. Means to say, which vein, which one of the Gid Hanasha, the inside one that goes along the whole Yerach. Lafuke Chitzan Deloi, excluding the outside vein, that does not go along the whole Yerach, the whole bone, on that there's no Issa Midiraisa of Gid Hanasha. So that's one way to learn Shad Bemachlekes Reb Yudin Rabbon. Rabbi Shur ben Levi Yomah, Omer Kvod HaPosek says, Be'yof Ke'imoi, when he was like hugging him. So it means, Kodom Shechozik Es Chaveroi, when a person hugs his friend, V'yodun Magas L'kav Yiminu Shechaveroi, your right hand goes all the way around him, and it comes and ends up on his right thigh. That's the way the Malach hit Yaakov on the right thigh. Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeni Yomah, Chodik Echov Nidmoloi. No, the Malach appeared to Yaakov, you know, like a guy. And therefore, the Yomah Mah, we learn that Yisrael Shenitfalo Evik Echov Maderech, if a Jew meets up with a guy on the road, is Tefal Yiminoi. He's supposed to make sure the guy is on your right side. So just in case he'll come to pull out his gun and start to hit you, you'll be able to fight him back, protect yourself. So therefore, the Malach was on the right side of Yaakov. Therefore, when the Malach hit Yaakov, he hit him on the right side. We have Shmuel Bar Acha Kaimei, the Rav Papa Mishmei, the Rav Bar Ulo Amei, says like this. That no kitam l'chacham nidmeloi. The Malach appeared to Yaakov as being like a tam l'chacham. And that's another reason why he put him on his right side. The other Malach, we learned, Hamahalach liyamin rabbi, if somebody walks on the right side of his Rebbe, is therefore your Rebbe is on your left side. Harezeh bur, like an empty headed, it's not the way he's supposed to do, he's supposed to show covered. Rashi says, Ein by chokhmah sederach eretz. Therefore, since that Yaakov Avinu thought he was a Tam HaChacham, he put him on his right side. Therefore, when he hit him on his right side. Now, the Rabbanan, what do Rabbanan do about this? May Achuri also, Rabbanan don't know that the Malach came from Yaakov's back. So, Nashir B'Tavayim, and he hit him on both sides with both hands. He hit him on both sides, on both thighs, he hit. Therefore, there are two Issa, both of them have the Issa Gid Hanasha. Now, the Moshe Kashi, so Rabbanan, Hi, Biyotki, my Madashibe. What do you do with the prospect? He hugged him. What does that have to do with hugging over here? Smur says, Mi boyni, he needs this Russia. Look at Edith, the Bishur Belevi. It's not the Russia, but Bishur Belevi. Gemma Bishur Belevi, Malamna comes to teach us, Shemu Ovet Muadmasayim, that the dust of the feet came all the way up, at Kisa covered, until the Kisa covered. The dust came all the way up. Tzivaka says over here, Bayavki, you know, when they were hugging one another, Tzivasim, it's another plastic, and then, it's another plastic, the Anan Ovik, Radlo, like the clouds of the dust, marsh from the dust from all the way up, at Kisiakovic. The Yomer of Yeshua Belevi, Lo Monikra Shema Gid Hanosha, why is it called Gid in the Siatic Nerve? Why is it called Gid Hanosha? It means Shanosha Memkaima. It moved out of its place, it jumped out of its place, beyond it jumped upwards. The Chaynem, that's what the Apostle says, Nasha Sagibirosam, Hoyla Nashim. That the Giborim, they jumped up and they became weak, like Nashim. Vashi Chaloshim Kenoshim. Nashim Gidim Nashim means like the vein, the sciatic nerve, it jumped upwards. Omer Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, mind this, what the Apostle say? Dova Shilach to Yaakov, he sent word to Yaakov, and not be Israel. Dova Shilach to Yaakov is a Giranosha, the East of Giranosha. The North of Yisrael means Shaposhat Yisrael before Yisrael. That the East of Giranosha was a Spasha that God called Kla Yisrael. They were Makabal it. The Yom Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Chanina, my disciples, the prophets say, the Tavuach, a Tosef Ochein, Rabbi Yisrael and his brothers. He made a Shchita that prepared the meat eat, means Poelam Beis HaShchita. He cut open the Beis HaShchita for Ochen, and then he prepared the meat. How did he do that? Means Tol Gid HaNoshe Bifneim. He pulled out the Gid HaNoshe from them. Even by the Acha Yosef, at that time, they were already Nizer in the east of Gid HaNoshe. And if so, command him, and hold this Shchita, that Gid HaNoshe Nesel of Bnei Noach. It's also even for Bnei Noach. Therefore, the Acha Yosef also Nizer in the east of Gid HaNoshe, and therefore, the Tafuach Tafra for Ochre means he prepared it that Yosef had to get a Moshe taken out. And the Tafuach Tafra means he made a Shechita. Then the Pesach says, by Yivosa Yaakov Mubaba, the Yaakov left over by himself. Somewhere Blozo, Shenishtai Rapachim Ketan was left over because he didn't take yet small Kalim, small Pachim Ketan, small jars. And Mikav Yilonat, the Tzadikim, Shechov Valay Mamayim Yosef Megufam. But tzaddik, their money is more important to them than the goof. Like here, Yaakov was missing efforts to save these pachim ketanim. The question is, because kach lom hakom, if he shein poshtim yodeim begezer, because when a tzaddik gets money, it's real eiskahav, and it's good money, it's money that's eiskahpaskin through hilchot shulchan aruch, hilchot choshe mishpat. And a tzaddik gets such money. And since they went through hilchot choshe mishpat to get that money, therefore it's very dear to them. That means they push them there together, they don't steal, they make sure it's only a piyalacha. Then the prophet says, Vayovek imoi ish imoi, Adolos HaShachar, the Malach fought with Yaakov, fought with him, until the morning star. Omer Rabbi Yitzchok, Mikam Atam, Chochem, Shloyei Tichidi B'layla. Here we learn out that Yaakov, like Yaakov, he shouldn't have been by himself. He went out a night time by himself, and therefore the Sakona came. Rashi said, Vayakov Nisha Yichidi B'Huzak, this damage came to him. The master of the Malach, this Satan first came to Yaakov, as he was the Sahat Torah, so therefore Talmachochem has to be careful. We know that Yetzirah goes to fight the Talmachochem, therefore he has to be careful not to go out by himself at night. He shouldn't be Huzak from the Satan. Now, Rabbi Abba Bakan Amrach, he says this Pasuk, Mihocha. Pasuk says, Hinei hu Zareya Sagurin Hashorim, he was like,